In Britain, they overwhelmingly said no to a referendum for a national ID card. I would assume the same would hold up here in this country. Where does that all stand?
Well, post 9/11, there was a big push for national ID cards. And in fact, there were, I don't want to get into pointing fingers here, but there were certain companies who were, their principals were standing out there saying, we're all set to do this, let's start printing these cards out and get everybody in line with a national ID.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
There were those of us who argued that, hey, we need to stop and think about this a little bit. And that fervor for national ID has since cooled a bit, and with good reason. The big problem with a national ID card is that in a way, when you look at the implementation of these things, they could actually become passports for terrorists. It's the same problem that occurs if you think about a frequent traveler card. They've been talking about trying to have a card that would let you bypass some of the security at airports, right? So you don't have your grandmother being,
right,
having to take off her shoes to be x-rayed. The reason that both of these kinds of cards don't do what they're supposed to is that they're based on incomplete knowledge of the person to begin with and bad information. The telling fact, for example, is that if you look at the hijackers of 9/11, a significant number of those guys would have been able to get national ID cards.
That's true.
And their records looked perfectly good,
mm-hmm,
and they were in the country legally, and all that the national ID card would have done in that kind of case for that kind of person is give them a stamp of approval to go where you don't want them to go.
Right.
Same thing with a frequent flyer card. All someone has to do is have a clean enough record to get hold of one of those things, and if it turns out he's a bad guy and you let him pass security, you've just given him a free ride.
And it's very easy for them to get whatever they need to get.
And as you pointed out, there are all these cases already of corrupt practices in motor vehicle departments,
mm-hmm,
selling of licenses and all these kinds of things. And that's the basis of the information that would be used for a national ID card. The data from DMVs primarily, and that sort of data, which we know is full of errors and is subject to corruption and errors both on purpose and accidentally. So you take the whole thing. You don't even have to get into the creepy civil liberties aspects of a national ID card, of which there are many. You just look at the technical aspects of what it would really do and what the negative side of it would be in terms of increasing risk rather than reducing it, and you can see why it would be a real problem.
Do you think this is all going way too fast?
Technology in general?
Mm-hmm.
I think we are in way too much of a rush to widely deploy and implement these things before there's been time to think them through. And that's often because we do not have, at least in this country, any good overriding privacy laws that can deal with a broad range of situations. We have some very specific kinds of laws. We don't have anything that's general enough to cover new technologies as they come out. So as these technologies are developed, companies just say, hey, we can do it, let's do it, and boom, they're out there before there's time for many people to argue about it. So, yeah, things are getting into the mainstream way too fast, way before we've had time to think through what the effects are going to be.
And I think it's going to be even faster, Lorne. I don't think it's going to slow down at all.
Oh, I'm very pessimistic. I'm extremely pessimistic about all this. I think we're probably living in the golden age right now, and that a generation or two from now, if we looked that far forward, if we looked 100 years from now, we would not recognize society. We would probably look at it as some kind of slave civilization compared with what we're living in now. The people then might not know the difference, of course. They might think they were living in a perfectly
reasonable
place.
Yeah, they may be used to it, but they'll have these big screens in the middle of their city with probably an animated figure talking to them like Big Brother, like we see in the movies.